And you are it.
This is the December 4th meeting of the Cornish Planning Board, business meeting. Those present, Eve Bergstrom, Nancy Perkins, Ryan Lane. Did I get it? Adam, Angel, and myself. Okay, here, agendas. Okay, so let's start off with communications received, land use ordinance updates from Southern Maine Planning and Development Commission. So, they're going to come out here for the workshop meeting and go over this with us. I've already sent a copy of this to the selectmen, hoping they will forward it on to the lawyer so that we can start that review as well. What she did, do you have them? There you go. You run those down there. They're all in black and white, so it's going to be hard to see the blue highlighted part of it. But so I assume that everybody got one in their email. This is just a printed copy because I like to work from a printed copy. So all this does is make our ordinance compliant with LD 2003. That's all that these changes are going to do. She did highlight in a couple of different places where we have some flexibility on maybe the size of accessory dwelling units or connections, that kind of stuff, where we have a little bit of flexibility.
So is wiggle room an actual official term?
Yes, yeah, that's a technical term. Yeah, that's a technical term. For example, section 294 density bonuses, the last line in item B says this decrease in minimum lot size per dwelling shall not apply to mobile home parks. Well, here's an opportunity where we can make it apply if we wish to. Okay. So it's those kinds of issues where she said you have some room to move around here. But the other stuff is pretty much you got to do this in order to be compliant with the rules. So if you can't determine, and you're not going to be able to in a black and white, you know, the following page, there's all sorts of yellow things. So dig it in your trash folder in your email and see which ones are colored and which ones aren't. Okay, so, but that's all I have to say about this. She's going to be here at the workshop, go over this with us, answer any questions we might have. Please be prepared.
Okay, so she's going to be at the December 18th?
December 18th. I've already confirmed it with her and, yeah, she'll be here.
What's her name?
So it's not Michaela Jordan.
So it's not the same as
the one who did the rewrite?
Yeah.
No. And she's new to Southern Maine Planning as well, so maybe she knows what she's doing, maybe she doesn't. We'll find out.
I'm sure she's working under, what's his
name? LJ?
LJ.
Yeah, they seem to have a pretty tight connection.
Free Florida.
Yeah. So.
Will there be enough money after you pay for this?
I'm not sure. I don't know how much this is going to cost us. I mean, I was surprised to see the thing done already without any sort of conversation about the price. But
give and take.
Yeah. But I can't imagine that this is worth $5,000.
No, shouldn't.
So there should be some money there. I've also put in some money in our particular budget for additional legal cost, that kind of stuff, just to supplement the implementation. So there's that $5,000, and I think I did it for $1,500 or $2,500. I don't remember what it was. So it may or may not fly. Okay, so that's that. Please be prepared. I'd hate to look stupid in front of this woman right off the bat. She'll figure it out. But initially, I'd like to be prepared for. Okay, so. Okay, so Mrs. Surrett, change of use permit. That's all on Dan's plate. Mm-hmm. He has to determine if there's enough room in the town sewer system. There should be. I mean, it used to be a residential property. And I don't think that the sewer company has changed any of the detail underneath it.
I was trying to figure that out the other day. Is when the sewer company, when it went in, and what businesses were actually functioning
well
when they did that.
If you look at the, if you look at the back of the planning board land use ordinance, at least in my copy, and I don't know if I just did that so that I didn't lose it or not,
but I don't know.
But there's a list of businesses served, and that's the same list that's always been there.
Yeah, but it doesn't tell you if were they all functioning at the same time. That's what's permissible.
Yep. Yeah, if everybody flushes at the same time, we've probably got a problem.
And there were, there were times when every building on Main Street had at least one, if not two, businesses in it. So it's...
So there's a list, and apparently, what is that? Is that a daily? Gallons per day, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So apparently we can put 6,700 gallons worth of whatever into that system. We'll see. Anyway, it's on Dan's plate.
Right.
He's gonna take care of that. Review of the minutes.
I did resend them out.
The next day, actually. I think I forgot to print them.
I took a look. I did nothing jumped out at me.
I'm gonna rely on you guys. Okay, old business. Nancy Perkins, associate member. Okay. So I wanted to change the wording a little bit on this. Nancy Perkins, planning board. Nancy Perkins is, it's a plural. Planning board reappointment was approved by the selection at their business meeting on the 29th. And she's since sworn at. She's legal. She's on the hook for another 3 years. Thank you very much. Okay, so... miscellaneous. I have not heard back from the selectmen, so I assume that changing the start time will not be an issue from them. We're going to go forward with that, change the ad in the paper. Starting January the 8th,
yep.
We're going to start meeting at 5:30. Okay? Everybody good with that? Okay. That's all I have. That's all I have.
We have to vote on the minutes.
Yes. So, is everybody good with the minutes? I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
I'd entertain a second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor? Done. Okay. I have nothing else. It's like there wasn't even supposed to be a meeting. I have nothing else. There's nobody trying to get in here, nobody pushing things. I met with Dan earlier this week. I'm trying to think if he had anything going on.
How's the Jamie Carr thing going?
It's hard to say.
I got an email with your name on it.
Yeah, we all got an email for the Zoom thing.
Yes, yes. They think we're all at them. There you go. So you can commit all sorts of larceny.
Does that mean you can come in for all of us?
Did everybody get your...
Yeah. The updated members and terms and things like that.
Yeah.
And we're all good there.
I sent that out, too.
That's it. Got nothing else.
So you said Jamie's thing is still an ongoing...
They haven't asked to meet with the appeals board or anything like that. Jamie did send Dan a letter saying, well, how come everybody else can have...
Yeah.
He missed the point entirely.
Yes, he did.
But...
Yeah, you already went over that with him.
We did. So, I don't know what Dan's going to do there, but it's really an issue for him. Mm-hmm. I met with Dan specifically about Jamie. That was like... Friday of last week. So Dan has all of the prior plans. He has the original plan for the first building. He has the letter, the conditional use letter where Jamie agreed to the water testing and all that kind of stuff. The map that he's bitching about that no longer, it's 6 inches lower than it used to be. But it's over there, you know, so. So we're not really sure if Jamie has a problem or is just stirring things up. But we haven't heard from his lawyer. We haven't heard anything about the appeal or what he's appealing, since we don't have any really, technically, we don't have any open business with him. So I don't know, or decisions. So when that raises its ugly head, it will.
Yeah.
Jamie, it sounds like Jamie's down in Florida right now, so I don't know if we'll see him until the spring or not. They're good. They're good. Other than that, I have zero. What do you guys got? Anything? Anything you want to talk about? Anything that we need to be thinking about? Okay. LD 2003 for the 18th. And we'll do her first. We'll get her out of here. And I'm going to discourage anybody else from coming in as much as I can. I really don't discourage people from doing anything, but I'd like to get her through this, get us through this whole discussion, and then get out of here.
We're going to need to make any changes, and then by the sound meeting and...
Well,
thing, it's going to have to be voted on.
Yes, and just thinking off the top of my head, once we go through this workshop with this woman, we can decide what we want to change, run it by the selectman. Like I said, the lawyer should already have a copy of this thing, and it should be a pretty easy move to get it on the agenda for the town meeting and get it passed. You got to do it to be compliant. There's really not much to talk about there. So that's that. If you have any thoughts about accessory dwelling units, and as you read through this kind of stuff, if it piques an interest, for example, the size that they, we have flexibility on what size we can make the ADU. If you think that we ought to put something in there or something other than what's already in there, that's a topic for conversation we can certainly have. I think somewhere I read where the ADU can't be more than 25% of the original structure, floor space or something
right.
like that. There's some things where you don't need additional parking for an ADU. Maybe we want to have some additional parking for an ADU.
The law says you cannot.
Well,
that
solves
that. That's one of the stupid things.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that.
Not completely thought through. There you go. Not well thought. Yeah, there you go.
Did you see, sometime around here, that somebody backed up to an ADU and stole it?
Limerick.
Really?
Green G Road in Limerick.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, that was on the news.
No wheels
underneath. Yeah, immobile. Or
it was
immobile.
A pretty big one, too. It wasn't like it was a tiny little camper or something. It was like a... bigger than you would normally see going down like the road. Like it was wide too.
There you go.
It was say, yeah, they I don't know whether they caught whoever stole it or even if they found it. They
yeah,
were just
they
saying
have.
It was
they
it
did.
Was
yeah, they
it
did.
Was stolen.
Yeah, they found it in Newfield.
In Newfield.
Yeah.
And that might lead to a topic that we might want to discuss in that should an ADU be mobile?
Yeah.
Should we differentiate between tiny homes and ADUs? Because a tiny home's a mobile kind of a thing, where an ADU,
it's not
in my mind, is a fixed structure.
It's
yeah.
a fixed
right.
structure, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's that. I got nothing else. I would entertain a motion to bail.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Oh, she's already ahead of us. All in favor? Thanks for coming in. Hopefully we'll have more. Well, we will have more to talk about.
Adjourned at 6:46.
Pretty scary, huh? Budget's been submitted. I don't expect much pushback. I will be attending the budget meeting. It's an interesting meeting if you've never attended.